It is time for Kaleidoscope this morning, and we get to talk with Luke Ewald with Des Moines Valley Health and Human Services. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing pretty good. Despite the weather, I hope we have a good weekend.
We appreciate you coming in. Now, we're going to spend a little time talking about radon.
Yeah.
Is it Radon Awareness Month?
Yep. So January, it seems every month has some type of health observance. And for January, Radon Awareness Month, Action Month is one of those health observances. And I just thought I'd come in and share a little bit of information about radon, what it's about, maybe some of the health effects associated with it, and then just letting folks know that if they would like a free testing kit, that they can, go to certain areas in the community and pick one up for free.
And you're going to leave some of those here, so if somebody wants to stop, they can pick one up right here at the radio station.
Yep, KDOM can definitely be one of the hubs for folks to stop in and grab one.
Well, let's back up just a little bit before we start talking about the kits and what they are and everything. What is radon? I mean, what is that?
Yeah. Yep. So radon is kind of like carbon monoxide. I guess if you kind of did apples to apples, it's colorless, odorless. It comes from the soil. So in southwest Minnesota, we have one of the highest concentrations of radon in the country and, of course, in the state. About 40% of homes in Minnesota have high levels of radon. And, of course, the percentage is a little bit higher in southwest Minnesota. Most of it is just due to our geology. So, looking at, the rocks and soil. And radon is made up of decaying radioactive particles, so the uranium and the radium. So those would be kind of those two elements that make up radon as it's released into the air. And usually the highest concentrations, there's really no good way of getting rid of it in buildings particularly. So like right now in KDOM, we very well could be breathing in, radon, right? Buildings is where it kind of accumulates the most. So your homes, I mentioned KDOM, it could be schools, what have you. Some of the best ways to mitigate it would just be having an inspector come. Of course, the radon testing kits, if you're a homeowner, you can definitely get a mitigation system established in your home as well. So there are solutions to kind of reduce the levels, but there's no way of curing it. Think of it, I guess you could say, kind of like, cancer. You always will kind of have that, the cancer, but you could go into remission, right? There's real no way of curing radon. It'll always be something that we have to live with.
Can you see effects, or do you know if, can you go, gosh, I'm a little lightheaded, maybe that's radon? Are there telltale signs?
No. So that's a good question. So the health effects, it's mostly lung cancer would be your primary, health disparity when it comes to radon. And unfortunately, it's kind of it's a late onset form of lung cancer. So, with radon, it's just kind of how the cards are dealt that if you end up getting lung cancer, could it be from radon? Possibly. Maybe if you're a cigarette smoker, a tobacco user, it could be from that as well. But typically with the health effect, the number one would be lung cancer. However, there are some other potential kind of associations like stomach cancer, kidney, leukemia, melanoma, and then even brain cancer. And some of these were things that I did not associate it with. When I think of gas, I usually, a gas like radon, I kind of think of usually lung cancer. So those are some potential associations, but unfortunately, it would be the lung cancer. And, with radon, it's about 21,000 lung cancer deaths are associated with it annually.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. So it definitely is one of those things that you want to prevent, not try to get it on the backside.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, really the, you know, one of the best solutions to do, you know, newer homes, I know some of those will come with like a mitigation system maybe installed already, but I suppose one of the best solutions is just getting your home tested. We certainly don't want to scare folks. I mean, radon is something that we've been living with since day one. I mean,
sure.
In, you know, the upper Midwest, Minnesota, we're all exposed to it, but it's a national thing. Other countries have it too. So,
but there are things you can do, and one of those things is get one of these kits.
Yep. You can get one of the kits. So we have them available at our public health locations in Cottonwood and Jackson counties, and then I'll have here at KDOM we can get you some kits too for folks. But I guess the best thing to do, if you don't want to stop in at the offices, you can just give us a call. So the Jackson office is 507-847-4000, and then for the Windham office, that number is going to be 507-831-1987, and that would be the public health office. But we'll be sure to have kits available at the Health and Human Services office as well. But the whoever answers the phone will be able to let you know if there's kits available.
Direct you where you can go.
Exactly. And for folks who are maybe listening from outside our service area, if you go on to the Minnesota Department of Health's website, if you type in radon testing, there should be a link that will direct you to all of the public health or health and human service locations across Minnesota that have kits available.
Very good.
And they should be for free. I know on the state website that you can always purchase a kit, and I believe there may be $10 to $20 in price. It's somewhere in that ballpark. But what's nice with public health is that it's for everyone, regardless of income, so we provide them for free.
Very good. Now, is that just for January you're doing that, or can you always get one?
No, that's a very good question. So we encourage folks to come winter, summer, fall, whenever, spring. You can get one anytime. Ideally, with the kits that we have, I believe that they will be maybe expiring around April, so it'd be nice to get them sooner. But we typically have a stock. You know, we kind of go through the stock, and we will replenish it throughout the year. So they kind of do the accuracy of the test may not be as good after April.
Okay.
For what we have right now.
Kind of like once they expire.
Exactly. Okay. Yep. They kind of like those COVID tests, you know, how if you let them go too long or any medication, you know, it just the effects won't be as good. So
are the test kits, are they simple? Are they very self-explanatory?
Yeah, if only we could have it on like a video image or, you know, showing how it works. But it comes in like a little pack. All you do is, my understanding is you will, I believe you go down to the basement of your home if you have a basement. If you maybe have like a ranch-style home with no basement or a rambler, right, you can it'll have directions for that type of, you know, property setup. And then you would just, it'd be like hung from, like in the basement, maybe it could maybe be from like a light, you know. What do you call it?
Just the string.
Exactly,
hanging
a string. Okay. Yep, you can hang it from there or under maybe the stairwell part of the, basement as well. And then I think it's just for so many hours of letting it hang there, and then it'll kind of absorb, the radon levels. And then I believe it's sent. Then there's like a mailer that you can send to the state, and then they will give you your results within many days of getting back. So it's pretty simple. If you're looking for like professionals, like say that after you get your results back, I believe MDH will provide you with some recommendations on maybe, you know, like say you have high levels or, you know, that is like, hey, you should probably do something. There are radon service providers. Some folks will do maybe a more thorough measurement. Other folks will help install like your mitigation system. For us in our area, the nearest location, I did print off some locations here, would be in Mankato. So there's Four Diamonds Home Inspection. That's based out of Welcome, Minnesota. And then there is American Services, which is based out of Mankato. There's advanced health, safety, and security, which is based out of Ballaton. So what I'll do is we'll get some of these folks on our Des Moines Valley website, and I'll do my best to kind of get some of this information out to the public as well. But there are local folks within a reasonable distance that do both more thorough inspections, and then also like if you're looking to update or add a mitigation system.
Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Luke, is there anything else we need to mention?
No. I just, I appreciate the time letting folks know. I think the big thing is just letting, our Cottonwood and other listeners know that we have these kits available. They're free for everybody, and we would love folks to use them.
Definitely. I mean,
we have high radon levels in this part of the state, and anything we can do to help, protect, promote, and preserve our health is what we're all about.
And you can just stop by the office, Des Moines Valley Health and Human Services, here in town or in Jackson.
Yep.
And you can stop here at the radio station. You're going to leave some for us here, too.
We can leave some for you folks. Yep. And just to remind folks the number, if you want to call before you come to either of the offices, you can call them for the Jackson location of 507-847-4000. And then for here in the Windham area or the Cottonwood area, you can call 507-831-1987. And somebody, whoever you contact on those lines, will let you know if we have any available.
And what you can do.
Exactly.
All right. Luke, thank you very much for coming in.
No, thanks for having
us. It's
important. Yeah. It's good stuff to know about.
Definitely. Yeah. All right. That will do it. Radon Awareness Month. Get your test kit and, do what you can because you don't want to get caught on the backside of that.
Yeah. Exactly.
That will do it for Kaleidoscope this morning on KDOM.